Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Jeff Lemire lays out plans for JSA Year 2. Ultimate Universe gets 2 years in special. New York Comic Con reveals professional programming. This is Comic Book Club News for August 29, 2025. DC Comics JSA number 11 releases in stores on September 3rd, and in addition to sharing a link cover for the September and October issues by Leonardo Romero, writer Jeff Lemire is teasing what's to come in year 2 of the title. Per Lemire's newsletter, after the October 1st debuting JSA number 12 finishes the Ragnarok storyline Lemire has been telling since issue number 1, quote, we'll jump back to 1940 for year 1 in issues 13 through 18, and then it'll be the search for the Spectre, issues 19 through 22, and then another lost tale from the past with the Secret Society, issues 23, 24. That's a pretty bold outline for the title to have plans a whole year in advance, given the always influx nature of the comic book industry, but as Lemire told Comic Book Club back before his run kicked off, the JSA has, quote, always been my favorite superhero team. And as for the year one storyline kicking off, year two of JSA, this is exactly what artist Gavin Guidry teased to us when we caught up with him down in New Orleans earlier this year. Expanding on the Times Past one-shot issue Guidry penciled in JSA number 8. Marvel's Ultimate Universe is swiftly counting down to Ultimate Endgame. But first, there's Ultimate Universe 2 years in, number 1 by Dennis Camp and Alex Paknadal. And that one shot, among other things, will introduce Ultimate Daredevil. Said Camp via press release, quote, for me, each of these year-ending Ultimate specials are an opportunity to reveal more about the universe's history and set the path of its future. Ultimate Universe 1 year in was about the recent past and near future, but Ultimate Universe 2 years in is more ambitious. We'll take you from the birth of humanity to 2,000 years of the future, where everything has gone wrong. It's bold, it's heartfelt, it's filled with big new ideas and surprising twists on old characters. It's just what you've come to expect from the Ultimate Universe. The issue will include, quote, superstar artists from every corner of the Marvel Universe, so TBA on that, I guess. And not only is the Ultimate Man without Ultimate Fear showing up, so are the Ultimate Guardians. Ultimate Universe 2 years in, number 1, hit stores on December 3rd. In a rare for this podcast, non-2 years based story, New York Comic Con has revealed the professional programming for this year's convention. Available to anyone with an artist alley, writer's block, pro Thursday, pro 4 day press, content creator, panelist, exhibitor, and sidekick badge, the programming ranges from workshops on how to do an interview to talks with comics professionals. While the convention kicks off publicly on Thursday, October 9, the professional schedule begins on Wednesday, October 8, with the Comic Book Retailers Day. The highlight? Jim Lee and Todd McFarlane will sit down to chat with comic shop retailers in the midst of 4 hours of presentations. The day usually includes in-depth looks at comic book sales and retailer plans, and is often among the least razzle-dazzle but most interesting parts of the con. Then on October 9, the New York Public Library will present a full day of programming for librarians, educators, and other industry professionals, ranging from panels on misogynoir and multiverses, A Black Girl's Guide to Fandom Culture, to creepy, crafty, and curriculum ready, spooky stories for classrooms, libraries, and beyond, and much more. Other highlights from the professional schedule include a panel on Batman and animation on Friday, October 10, and panels on Kickstarter funding and indie publishing on Saturday, October 11. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And fun fact, but I've been doing this podcast for just over, you guessed it, 2 years. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.